Good morning, everyone. You are here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, and I'm live today. Thank God. Surprise, surprise. I was just having some, you know, some issues in the morning last couple weeks. But thankfully, those issues seem to have pretty well resolved themselves. And I am good. I hope you are good. And I actually feel great, pretty great. And I'm happy to be able to say that. So, I really feel like there are just a lot of energetic shifts that are going on right now. And I, as a sensitive person with a sensitive body, are really kind of at the mercy almost of those shifts. And when you're a sensitive person, you know, you're sensitive in all ways. You're not just energetically, you're not just intuitively sensitive, but you're energetically sensitive and you're physically sensitive. And I think it's a combination of things. I think it's the energy in the solar energies, the ascension energies. And I know, like, I sound like I'm always blaming those, but those are very powerful and they are still happening and they're going to continue to happen until the shift from 3D to 5D is complete. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, the 3D world is the one that we're all used to. You know, it's what you can see and touch, and it's what reality, quote unquote, reality seems like. But it's actually, you know, it seems very real, but it's actually a simulation. We are all like walking around in this simulation, which feels very real to us. But the 4D and the 5D are the timeline shifts that are able to take us from this not so fabulous reality sometimes, you know, because it's hard and challenging, or at least it feels that way, right? But when we move out of 3D into 4D and 5D, which is exactly what the ascension energies are trying to do, they're trying to shift the energy of the not only the planet, but of our bodies, and increase our ability to hold more light, which is what we're actually made of. We're made of light energy. We just happen to be in physical human bodies right now. But once that finishes shifting, 5D is going to be a lot nicer place to be. And it's already happening for a lot of us, because everyone, sounds wild, but it's really true. Everyone is shifting into different timelines. And even every individual is shifting into different timelines in different moments. Like, sometimes I'm in the 3D and very immersed in my physical reality. And other times I am very much in what I like to think of as 4D or 5D. And that's because that's what it is. Like, I can just feel everything is so beautiful, and everything goes really well. And, you know, I don't have to struggle. And it's just a completely different energy. And you can have two people right next to each other. One of them will be in 3D. One of them will be in 5D. And they may not even notice each other because they're in such different timelines. And like I said, it sounds wild and crazy. And it kind of is. But not if you are looking at it from an energetic point of view. Then it makes perfect sense. Because I know that most of you know that you've experienced a lot of this. So I just have a feeling that my, you know, our dense physical bodies, which they are, well, my body was just kind of getting adjusted to being able to hold more light, because I can tell you the reason I wasn't here the last couple weeks really was because my body was upgrading, and I know that because I feel better, and I don't know if I look better. I don't know. It's also a very strange thing because when I look in the mirror, sometimes I look better than others. And that's not just because, you know, you look better on certain days than others. Obviously, that just happens because of many different things. But moment to moment, like if I were to look in a mirror right now and then look in a mirror 5 minutes from now, I might look very different. And I have, because I've noticed that. I'm like, wait a second. I didn't look this good 5 minutes ago, or I looked better 5 minutes ago. It's just like, it sounds funny even coming out of my mouth, like when I listen to myself say it, but it really is like we are morphing constantly, because why wouldn't we? We're actually energy. We're not solid matter, even though it seems like we are. We are actually energy, and energy morphs from moment to moment. So yeah, looking different from moment to moment is not such a wild and crazy thought. It's really not. So anyway, a lot of what I've been experiencing are, you know, physical symptoms that have been a little bit challenging, but I can now see and feel that it's all happening for a very good reason. So what was happening for me specifically was I was waking up, you know, with digestive issues very early in the morning, like way earlier than I planned to. And I wasn't getting enough sleep. So I ended up having to go back to sleep. And thankfully, it's very easy for me to go back to sleep. But I mean, when you get your sleep interrupted like that, if you're someone, especially someone like me, who's a human design projector, to whom sleep is super important because we don't have an energy center like the generator types do, it's disconcerting to say the least to not get enough sleep. I mean, everybody knows what it's like not to feel like you've slept enough, but it's especially hard on a projector body, I want to say, because I know generators who do it, and they, like, you know, they push through, and they can push through because they have those energy centers. Whereas for someone like me, who's a projector, I simply cannot, I can't keep going. Like, I have to lay my body down. And if I try to push through, I don't really find that I'm very successful at it. It's very, very uncomfortable and near impossible for me to push through, like a generator. And I've watched generators do it. I've watched generators who have their sacral centers very, very defined, and I've watched them go all day long. It's better if they're doing something they really love, but even if they don't, if they feel like they're purposeful, even if they don't actually love what they're doing, but they maybe, you know, like my producer, Serena, I'll use her as an example. She has a baby who she loves. And so she may not get enough sleep because she's taking care of her baby, which is, you know, probably the best reason not to sleep, I suppose. Not that I'm wishing her not to sleep. I wish she could get more sleep, and I hope she does. But it's really challenging when you have a baby to get a lot of sleep sometimes. And I also know that she is a generator type. She's a manifesting generator. So I don't want to say it's easy for her, because I know it's not. But the difference between having a sacral center and not having a sacral center is profound. Not that I'm wishing lack of sleep on anyone, especially a young mom, because I was a young mom once, and, you know, it's pretty difficult to say the least. It just feels different in your body. That's what I'm going to say. My generator, my daughter is a generator, pure generator. And I've seen her stay awake for three nights in a row. She doesn't have a baby right now. he was a baby at one point, my grandson, but he's 15 now, so he's a big boy. So just she doesn't have to stay up with him. As a matter of fact, he's on his own most of the time now, which is really weird to see, like this kid who's going to be 16 very soon, and I can hardly believe it. To see him towering over me now. Not that that's that hard to do because I'm barely 5'3", but he's about, I mean, if he's not 6 feet tall by now, he's pretty damn close to it. I'm pretty sure he's over 6 feet by now. He's huge. He's absolutely huge. He towers over me. I have to look up at him. He's like this big football player type kid. And it's just amazing to me that once he was this little tiny baby boy. Well, he was never tiny. He was about almost 9 pounds when he was born, I think. But, smallish, smaller than he is now. But it's just so crazy that once he was this small baby and they grow into these enormous beings. And I am someone who I call myself, it's really funny, I call myself a man hater, but I'm actually not. I actually love men so much. And how could I? My grandson is going to be a man very soon, and I certainly love him. So I call myself a man hater jokingly because that's my personality, and that's kind of the cynical and sarcastic way that I go about things. But if you know me and you know that I'm a Capricorn, you know that's how we are. And you know that I dearly love men, and I am extolling their praises because I adore them so much. The good ones, not the shitty ones. There are shitty ones. Just like, there are some pretty shitty women. But the good men are so priceless. And I like to say that I was married twice, but I was married the second time to a very good man. Dr. Fred, we'll call him because that's his name. But he was fabulous and he took good care of me, and I'm so grateful for him. But I really just love the way good men know and love to take care of women. I just love that. And I'm so grateful for those men. I had a client just the other day, Friday. He was telling me about his situation. Oh, I should probably tell you what day it is. Do that. I'll tell you about. Okay, today is June 15th, and it's right now 10:16 a.m. All right, on the Pacific time zone. So I had this client the other day. He was really, really lovely. He was telling me as I, perused his life with him. How he hated to disappoint people, and he said he was a pleaser. He specifically told me this, said he was a pleaser. I'm keeping him anonymous, so that's the only reason I can ever talk about my clients, because I keep them very anonymous. I don't give you their names or anything, and I never would. Everything that happens in my sessions is always confidential. I never give names, and would never ever do that because that's very unprofessional. But when I talk about my clients, I'm going into detail because you don't know who they are. So, he was telling me that he was definitely a people pleaser, and that he felt it necessary to do this so that he wouldn't hurt people. And he was also telling me that he felt unhappy because he felt like he could not do the things that actually made him happy because it would hurt other people. And to me, this is so unfortunate Because we're all here to be the best version of ourselves and to follow our joy. We really are. If you're not following your joy, how are you going to live a happy life? Sure, we have responsibilities and, you know, children to take care of, and but we choose to do those things. We choose them because we want those things. So we're willing to do the work to have the reward of the good things in our life. Sometimes, that's why Mama Gina always says, sometimes pleasure isn't all that pleasurable, because you have to do hard things on the way to the pleasure in order to get there. So that makes sense, right? And so I, you know, as I do in my sessions, I ask a lot of questions, because this is what helps people arrive at their answer themselves. I don't necessarily give people the answer unless, I mean, I do, because I'm a projector, but they have to actually ask for it. And I do give them guidance so that they can make their own decisions. I don't make the decisions for them. So this lovely man, I said to him, what would your life look like if you could actually live it the way you want? And he said, well, people would get hurt. And I told him, you are not responsible for the feelings of other people. If you are not purposely trying to hurt someone, you are just trying to live your life, make it happy. I said, all you have to do is be very honest with people in the very beginning. Let them know what you are available for and what you're not available for. Make agreements with people. Make sure that you agree and they agree to certain things, you know, whatever it is that you want for your happiness and what they need for theirs. And make agreements with people. And if you make an agreement with people, no one can have an expectation that you're going to do something else. Otherwise, it's their own expectation and they're setting themselves up for disappointment. And you're not responsible for that. You're just not. If you've clearly set an agreement with someone, you do not have to ever feel bad or feel responsible for their disappointment or their hurt, as long as you're keeping the agreement. It's a promise. You know, we keep our promises. We do our best. And if you have to somehow break the promise or break the agreement, you know, be very honest about why and have a really good reason, because that's really hard for people. But we're not perfect, right? And sometimes when we disappoint people, that is part of their karma. That's part of the lessons that they came in to learn. It's not like you're purposely trying to hurt someone. Intention is a big thing. Intention is what matters, really. I mean, yes, your actions matter, but intention really matters, because if you're hurting someone, it's very different if you're doing it unintentionally than if you're doing it intentionally. That makes sense, right? I hope. I'm just gonna walk around with you guys for a minute. They were doing the surprisingly, there was a great manifestation I had for quite a while. I know that you guys have noticed that it's been quiet on my show, and that's because the leaf blower and the, you know, the lawn guy, they stopped coming early in the morning. On Mondays, they stopped coming. And actually during the whole week, they have, thank God, I manifested this. I know I did. They stopped coming early and they stopped waking me up and they stopped interfering with my show on Monday. And it's been like that blissfully for months now. And I'm so thrilled about that. Except this morning, they were back here at 8:30 with the leaf blower. And I was like, what? Because they have not been here in months. I am not kidding you. So I was like, yes, my manifestation. And it worked. Because I was ignoring it for a long time. And first I bitched and moaned, as you guys know, if you were listening like a year ago or two. The guy, he was here Monday morning, the lawn guy, making noise. And I was just not happy about it. So that's why I sequestered myself in my own bathroom so that it would be quiet. Because I used to sit right out front by my picture windows, and it just got too noisy and I couldn't. It was too distracting. And I took my own advice, you know, ignore the thing that's bothering you, allow it to be there, and it'll shift. And it certainly did. So that really does work. Except I must have gotten too annoyed with something that I shouldn't have gotten annoyed with because they came back this morning early. So now I have to get myself into the state of allowing again, where I'm not going to be annoyed by that. Because that's just how it works. It's energy. When I'm annoyed, I get more stuff to be annoyed about. It doesn't serve me, and I know that. Of course, you know, in the moment, it might feel a little bit good to be annoyed at times, like if we're yelling at a crappy driver or something. But ultimately, it is not in our best interest. So all of that is happening. So they're out there right now, and they're the guys out there with the noisy machine right now. Not very loud. It's kind of in the distance, so you probably can't hear it. But we're okay for the moment. I just thought that was kind of funny. And a really good example of how manifestation actually works. So let me tell you how to get over to the Facebook chat so that you can converse with me and I can say hello to all of you now that I feel like I've been on an extended vacation, which I have not. I have been lifing, I've been doing life in my own way here. Okay, so go to your device and I'm doing it as well. That's why I'm slow. Okay, your device, your computer, hit 12radio.com and that will take you onto a page with a black background where on the left side there are some options and one of them is chat. And if you hit chat, that will take you over into the Facebook page. It's prompting me for a passkey. That's really weird. Okay. It'll take you into the Facebook page of 12 Radio and just scroll down slightly and you will see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And oh, it doesn't say anything about be anybody being relevant. I guess everyone's relevant now. How funny. Well, that's good. It saves me trouble. So I don't have to adjust. Hey, Rob, it's good to see you. And Rob says, I'm in need of healing energy today, thanks to the high grade muscle sprain. Oh, that's not good. You inflicted upon yourself. Oh no. 2 days ago. All right. Thrashing about after a sudden shift of balance due to a momentary lapse in spatial awareness is not a form of exercise I would recommend. Yeah, me either. You've been assured that beyond serious discomfort, you should be good in 10 days. Okay, well, at least it's only 10 days. But yeah, I want to say that this is not uncommon now because as we ascend in energy, I feel like a lot of us are sort of out of our bodies a lot. And if you're out of your body, you're more prone to injury because you're out of your body. So your body is just doing its own thing. And if you are not in it, that's a problem because we are very much in human bodies right now. And we kind of have to, we want to stay in our body for the most part. It feels great to be out of our body. And we do that in sleep. We do that sometimes in meditation. And I just do it at random times during the day because, you know, I'm doing me, as I'm sure a lot of other people are too. But it's really important to, even when you're out of your body, I want to say, even when you're out of your body, you have to stay in your body, which can be done because I know I do it all the time. It's easier to hurt yourself if you don't know how to balance. And I feel like, Rob, your awakening has been such that this is kind of a new thing for you, I want to say, you know, the spiritual stuff, right? And it's just, you just have to be a little more careful. That's all. So just, you know, watch yourself. Learn from this. Be glad it's not going to, you know, take too long to heal. And I'm really happy that it's not either. So thank you for sharing that. But be careful. Just be careful. Move slowly. Sometimes it really helps. I know you're a generator type, but, and you guys move fast. You're a manifesting generator. But sometimes it's really helpful to just move slowly. And then you can go back to moving fast when your body upgrades a little bit more. Excuse me one second. Oh, sorry. Was I muting myself? Oh, damn. No, I'm here. Sorry about that. Okay. Sorry about that, guys. I had a mini glitch of my own doing. Yeah, I was talking to myself, apparently. Okay, so get on Facebook. I'm not sure what you heard. So did anybody hear me read Rob's question? Or did I do that all by myself? I hope you guys heard that, but maybe you didn't. Hang on, let me... I'm not seeing my banner, Serena. I don't know why. My banner seems to be gone. I don't know why. Oh, there it is. Gosh, it's way down the page. Okay. No, that's last week. Okay, I don't know why I can't pull up my banner on the Facebook chat. Yeah, Facebook is glitching out really bad. Yeah, it's not there. It's like absolutely just not there at all. Anyway, I know you guys are there. I know Rob asked a question. I don't know if he heard my answer, but Rob, if you didn't hear my answer, basically what I said is it's important to stay in your body as much as possible, because now that the energy is shifting in the world, you may find that it's important to stay grounded, because if you don't, you have more of a chance of hurting yourself physically. And it's really an interesting thing to balance staying in your body with these ascension energies and the awakening that you're having, the spiritual awakening, because it's challenging. It just is very, very challenging. And I don't know if I'm repeating myself or not, because I still can't pull up my banner. It's like disappeared. All right. Thank you. All right. I am seeing what I can do about this. However, I am not seeing what I'm supposed to be seeing. Oh, wait, here it is. Wait. Nope. Not there. I don't know. Facebook doesn't want to work for me today. Yeah, I am refreshing and I am doing all of that stuff. It's not working. I don't know why. Yeah, no, it's not here. All right, I'm going to try doing it on a different device because that one's obviously not working. No, I don't. Let me see if I can do it this way. This is all too much technology for me to handle and still talk to you guys. And I don't think it's going to be real interesting for you. So I'll do my best, but I may just have to talk to you because I'm kind of getting thrown off. But I really love the Facebook chat because it helps me interact with you. And it's not coming up. I don't know why. I'm looking at my notifications. I don't see any. And I don't know why. Oh, wait, there's one. Okay. Oh, thank God. Thank you, Serena. All right. Now I see you guys. God, I don't know what that was. That's so frustrating because, like, I just don't know what to do. And it's never happened before like that. That's really weird. Okay. So anyhow, Rob, let me know if you heard my long-winded explanation. Okay, you did. Okay, good. I'm glad you heard that part. Now I have to make sure I'm not... All right, I'm going to breathe. All right, let's allow spirit to take over. But basically, that's what it is. It's like, I feel what happened for you, Rob. That's exactly what happened. I feel like this energy is really powerful, and it can throw our bodies off balance, literally. And that's why it's important to stay grounded. And if you're going to allow your energy to, or, you know, if your energy leaves your body, you know, either automatically, unintentionally, or if you're just, you know, playing with energy, it's important to ground yourself. And it's important to know how to keep your body safe if your energy is also leaving your body at times, which, like I said, mine often does, actually. I can feel that my energy is perpetually in a state of being out of my body to an extent, sometimes more than others. However, I have learned pretty naturally, organically, to move my body in a way where I'm not going to get hurt. So that's kind of what I think you're navigating, Rob. So just be extra careful, you know, like I said. It's easier to hurt yourself if you're not accustomed to your energy being out of your body more than in. Which sounds weird, but that is a fact, and I know it. I can feel it. Because I know what happens in my body when that happens. It's like I have to reel myself in, or I have to really just allow myself to go with that energy and allow it to carry me. And that's what I do. But if you're not accustomed to doing that, you might get a little awkward. And they say that, I don't remember what your profile lines are in human design, but I've heard people say that the third line can be awkward. I have not personally found that, thank God. But physical awkwardness and clumsiness, I have heard, happens to some third lines. Thank God I'm not one of them. I like to think I've got enough to deal with. And I don't want to be clumsy too. Not saying that you're clumsy. I'm just saying, you know, just be careful. Anyway, thank God you're all here. Hey, Pamela, it's good to see you. I'm happy that you're all here with me. Hey, Job. Hey, Tara. Pamela says, Lori, I know I'm a generator, but also have some autoimmune diseases, plus late diagnosed ADHD. And you are, no, Pamela, you are not old. I refuse to believe that. She says she thinks she qualifies as old. Nope. I rebuke that. Okay.
So Pamela says, for her, that every day is a crapshoot. Well, I wouldn't affirm that either. It's always best not to put into words anything that you don't really want to affirm for yourself. Even if it feels like it's true, you know? Like I said, this is a simulation. Energy can shift at any moment. So Pamela says, I never know if it's my physical body or whatever else the universe is doing. I just go like hell when I get a good day. Yeah, but that's what you do. You allow it to be there, right? Because what are you going to do? You can't do much about some things like that. You allow it to be there, you do your best, and you focus on something else that makes you feel better, whatever that is, you know? And you go like hell when you get a good day, right? And you're a generator. It changes things when your physical body is having issues, of course, of course. But as a generator, I don't know your profile lines, but I know generators who they don't do a lot of physical activity necessarily all day. Although I do feel like that's one good way of using your sacral energy to its fullest, which is really important for a generator. Otherwise, you know, they can't sleep. You can also, you know, study something that fascinates you all day long, and that's following your joy. And it's not putting your physical body in harm's way, or you know, it's not wearing you out physically. Because if you've got an autoimmune disease, an ADHD, I can relate to the ADHD and the autoimmune condition because I've told all of you that I had one, and I've recovered, thank God. And there were doctors that did not think I was going to recover. I found out later. Thank God I didn't find out before, because I probably would have believed that. But we can recover from autoimmune conditions. I did. And I know it's possible. It's a shift in energy like everything else. Allow it to be there. Because it's going to be there some days, right? And then on the days when it's not there, really enjoy how that feels. You know how it feels to feel good. So focus on that. Focus on doing whatever it takes to make yourself feel good. And don't force it. Just go with it. It's, you know how it feels. So just focus on that. Say, hey, you know, this may be the way I'm feeling right now, and you know, might not be what I would choose, but I can allow it to be there. And I'm looking forward to when I feel better. And you'll find that you'll probably have more good days. I'd be willing to bet. Because the more you focus on feeling good, the better you're probably going to feel. And the more often you're probably going to feel good. But in the meantime, you know, if you have a pet, play with your pet, make yourself feel good. Sleep. If you need to rest, just rest. That feels really good. I love sleeping. My God. I don't think I've ever loved sleeping so much in my entire life as I do now. It just, I'm like, when I lie down in my bed, oh my goodness. Even if I'm just resting. I mean, yes, I usually pass out, thank God. But even just lying down can feel good. Lie down, you know, watch a movie, rest, enjoy yourself, enjoy your life. That's why we're here. Yes, I know we have to all, you know, go and make money and work and do things like that, but even that can be really fun. I love my work. Hell, I wish I could do it more often. I do. Not too often because I'm a projector and I don't want to work super often, but you know, once or twice a week. I'm happy having a client. I'm very happy. You know, like my client Friday, we did some good work and he learned some stuff and I learned some stuff and everybody left better than I found them. Better than we were when we walked in. So it's all good. Rob says, anyone wants my body as is right now, make me an offer. Laughing out loud. You're funny. Well, from what I've heard, they're There are a couple people who do. So stop bragging, Rob. No, it's a good thing. I'm glad you're bragging. That's good. You're not directly bragging, but that's how I take it. Okay. Rob says, thanks as always for your insight. I'm glad you heard it. I really was hoping that didn't get cut off. My silly fingers. He says, my spiritual awareness is definitely uncharted territory, and I'm trying to be as receptive as possible. Yeah, of course. It's not something that you were brought up with. I mean, I was brought up Catholic, and I was brought up knowing that there was God, but God was a very different idea to me when I was being brought up Catholic. And even then, and I'm not putting down Catholics, it's just my experience. Even then, I knew that that religious dogma was not really for me, and it didn't resonate. I knew there was something bigger. I knew that I was more than just this human body. But the idea of, you know, God being a man sitting on a cloud with a white beard didn't really resonate for me at all. So I got away from that, and I allowed my energy to just kind of go where it wanted to go and look at different things and learn different things. And that's what brings me here today. And that's why I'm, you know, teaching and talking to all of you and out in my life. It's why I do the work I do. It's what brought me to attend school, you know, the University of Santa Monica, to get certified in spiritual psychology. It's why I, through my experiences and through my studies, have come to the place that I've come to, and how I know that spirit is love, and spirit is who we actually are at our core. We just happen to be in human bodies, but spirit is the larger part of us. So, yeah, thank you, Serena, for bringing up my banner. I don't know why it wasn't coming up. It's so weird. But yeah, once you learn as much as possible, I'm not saying I know everything, you know, I won't know everything until I transition out of this human body back into spirit. And even then, I probably won't know everything. Only Creator knows everything. But we are Creator beings, and we are Christ consciousness. So yeah, who knows? Maybe when I leave this physical body and go back into spirit, maybe I will know everything. Could be. I have a hunch that I might. I'll certainly know a lot more than I do in the human body that I'm in right now. And that's why I let spirit lead, because spirit is the one flowing through me, flowing through you, breathing my body involuntarily. I'm not doing anything to make my body breathe. It just breathes. That's all spirit. So let me go back to the Facebook page. I'm gonna try refreshing it. I'm kind of almost afraid to. Let's hope it works normally now. Okay, it's still not. I'm gonna go back and hit the notification again. I don't know what is going on here, but thank God for Serena, my producer. Because I don't know what Facebook is doing, but it's really glitching out. It's so strange. But I am thankfully able to, with Serena's help, I'm able to refresh. What would we do without support in this life? I don't know. And this is what I always say. We all need support. And
You know, when I feel like I have no support, sometimes the best support is spirit. Spirit always provides. Spirit provides support in different ways. Spirit provides support in the form of other people most often, like Serena, helping me get back online on Facebook. Yeah, it's like sometimes, you know, you get lonely, you feel like you're all alone, you have a problem, can't fix it. You're like, oh, I wish I had somebody here to help me with this. And you don't have any people around you. So, you know, you really want to rely on spirit. And I am constantly reminding myself of that. Even now, you know, there's a lot going on. And like Pamela said, you know, she's dealing with some physical stuff, which is hard to ignore. What can you do but rely on spirit to shift energy and to support you? And spirit does, you know? And that's when we have our good days. Thank God. Okay. I think I am seeing all of you. Yeah, Pamela says, yes, I agree. Got to stop giving the ick any power. Yeah, just take your attention away. It's many spiritual teachers teach us, you know, we just have to stop giving attention to what we don't want. Because when you take your attention away from something, it tends to fade away. Neglect can actually be a good thing. And that's what Bob Proctor used to say. He said, you know, sometimes when you neglect something, it goes away on its own. So it depends on what it is. Obviously, not thinking about something that you have no control over is probably the best course of action in most cases. I would definitely agree with that. If you have no control over it and there's nothing you can do about it, take your attention away and say, you know, I cast this burden on the God self within and I go free. That's Florence Scovelshin. It's an excellent tool. I cast the burden on the God self within and I go free. And you can name the burden. You can say, I cast this burden of this physical ailment on the God self within and I go free. And that allows you to like plop that problem right in spirit's lap. And you can go think of something else because you can't change it in the moment. And just asking for that help and letting go of the problem often comes back around and shows you a solution to that problem that you can actually take action on. And I love that. I love that. Or it brings a human who can help you, like Serena just did with me. So we don't have to, we don't really have to worry that much. And to me, that is such a relief. I do not worry nearly as much now as I did a year or two ago. I don't. And that's not to say I have nothing to worry about, because if anyone were to look at my life right now, they would be like, what are you going to do about this? What are you going to do about this? And this. But I'm like, you know, in this moment, I am fine. And I like to remember that. Because in this moment, I really am fine. I have what I need. I am okay. Are there things I would change? Not in this moment. And focusing on the present moment is the only real thing there is. The present is all that exists. The future does not exist. It hasn't happened yet. And when it does, it's going to be the present. And the past is over. It's gone. It doesn't exist. It's a figment of your imagination. And it probably didn't even happen the way you remember. Because everybody remembers things differently. If you have two people talking about the same situation that happened in the past, they're both going to remember it differently. Mark my words. Because It happens to me all the time. My daughter and I never remember a situation the same, ever. And I'm like, I swear I remember. And my daughter's like, nope, wasn't what happened. And I mean, you really can't argue with it because it's the future and you can't go back and check. I mean, unless there's some sort of evidence, but if you have video evidence, maybe, but other than that, I don't see how you're going to check the past. And you can't really check the future. So just stay in the present. It's much easier and less stressing. It really, really is. So on that note, I am going to thank all of you for being here. Rob says he's very thankful for those two friends since your mishap, because doing anything other than laying flat on my back has been an adventure. Oh my God, Rob. I love the adventures that you're having. So I'm going to let all of you go. I really enjoyed being here with you today, and I hope that you enjoyed being here as well. So come back next week. I'm going to try and be live again. but you've been here with me, and I'm so grateful for all of you. I have been here with you. You've been here with me. I am Lori the Love Sherpa here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I love you all so much. Bye, everybody.